Welcome to the PHP Serverless News Podcast with your host, Bob Bloom. A production of South LaSalle. Welcome to the 17th episode of my PHP Serverless News. Amazon's 2024 10-K. Trickle-down pressure on Lambda. Today is Tuesday, August 5th, 2025. PHP Serverless News is serverless news with a PHP point of view, with an eye on overall trends. This is your podcast host, Bob Bloom. It is with deep gratitude that I express my thanks to my intrepid sponsors of my PHP Serverless project, of which this podcast is a part of, Toga Erkan and Luke Galea. Links referenced in this episode are listed in my notes at phpserverlessnews.com, episode 17. You can listen to this podcast on my website, RSS, Spotify, Apple, and YouTube. I came across something this week that said that Amazon's online store is really an advertising platform. I never thought of the Amazon online store that way. It was intrigued. So I took a look at it. And whatever I was going to do for this episode, I said, it'll wait. It said that people who do searches on Amazon have a relatively higher probability of buying. The term they used was high-intent shoppers, and sellers want to get their wares in front of these high-intent shoppers. And this advertising is so lucrative for Amazon that they tailor their online store to accommodate advertising, perhaps to the extent that it interferes with the buying experience. I then looked to see when I last looked at Amazon's financials, and it was in May 2024, and I was looking at Amazon's 2023 10-K. I thought this would be as good a time as any to look at Amazon's 2024 10-K annual report. Amazon has a calendar year end, so the financials are as at December 31st, 2024. Maybe this is a bit indulgent in that I have no interest in looking at the 10-Ks of other serverless vendors. My rationalization is that Lambda is our PHP community's most popular serverless platform. But in thinking that, maybe I should add to my to-do list some kind of serverless survey or something to the community to make sure that it still is the most popular serverless platform. But really, honestly, what I would prefer to do is anecdotic interviews on my interviews show that I haven't really started up yet and ask people what they're using and what they're thinking. I think there'd be more out of that than doing a survey. My personal opinion on the long-term outlook of AWS is that it's becoming a wholesale commodity business, and that AWS long-term wants to offload its marketing to its partner network so that it can focus its R&D on operating efficiencies. AWS would prefer to enter into bulk agreements with partners and third parties and high-volume end users, and they could put their money into efficiencies instead of product innovation. And this would be on par with what I think is it's a mature business. A big reason I concluded this was I think Amazon is addicted to AWS profits. In 2023, AWS was 16% of Amazon's total revenue, but contributed 2/3 of total operating income. 16% contributes 67%. I concluded that AWS would rationalize AWS to extract even more margins. Yes, given that AWS is a mature business. AWS's main business is still EC2 and S3. I would love to see an Amazon source document on that. My personal opinion is that the industry's data center building craze will eventually long-term produce overcapacity. We're not at overcapacity right now. It will take time. It's a much longer-term view. I know that the counter-argument is that AWS is a whole new ballgame and it's going to absorb all the capacity it can get its hands on. But I think that the pendulum is going to swing a little and overcapacity in the long term will pressure EC2 and Lambda prices to reduce. I found the Amazon 2024 10K interesting. Now, a general conclusion that pertains to Lambda. Yes, AWS is addicted to AWS profits as ever. And I think Amazon is using those profits to help fund its AI spending. And I was also thinking about AWS changing its free tier last month. AWS has not touched its free tier policies in like forever, and now they've tightened it up. I'm thinking that there's a tie-in here. My theory is that this is on par with AWS extracting more margin at the behest of the parent company in an effort to fund the huge AI spending as internally as it can. This means Lambda prices are not going to go down. I looked at three pages in particular in the 10K, pages 37, 66, and 67, the consolidated income statement and segmented information, note 10. AWS pierced $100 billion in annual revenue for the first time in 2024. Total revenue was $638 billion, of which 17% was Amazon Web Services. AWS's operating income was $40 billion. Total Amazon corporate income, operating income was $69 billion. So AWS operating income was $40 billion. Total was, call it 70. AWS's contribution to operating income in 2024 was 58%. Amazon's 2024 advertising net sales was $56 billion. The advertising net sales was $56 billion. There's a note saying that advertising includes sales of ad services to sellers, vendors, publishers, authors, and others through programs such as sponsored ads, display, and video advertising. Net sales for subscription services was $40 billion. The note saying subscription services revenue includes annual and monthly fees associated with Prime, as well as digital, video, audiobook, digital music, ebook, and other non-AWS subscription services. Now, I assume that the margins on advertising are higher than subscriptions. Significantly, our shipping costs, page 25 says in the text, shipping costs were $90 billion in 2023, and $96 billion in 2024. It would be interesting to see how much sales and shipping are attributable to Prime members. In 2024, subscription sales were $44 billion, and a total shipping was $96 billion. If all of Prime's revenue was used to pay for shipping from Prime members ordering, there would be $50 billion in shipping remaining. Now, if ad revenue had to subsidize 20%, 20% of ad revenues went to pay for the shipping costs, there would be $37 billion in remaining ad revenue. I assume my math is right on this. I assume that there were not a lot of direct costs associated with generating ad revenue. For the sake of my fun here, to prove a point, assume there's no cost to ads. All of the $37 billion that's not going to subsidize shipping is pure operating income. You're ahead of me. This is the same amount of operating income that AWS contributes. Even more astounding, ads are 9% of total Amazon income. In my fantasy spreadsheet here, ads are 9% of Amazon income, but would contribute 55% of operating income. And the other piece of income basically comes from AWS. That would mean that Amazon's operating income in 2024 came from ads and AWS. And in my opinion, Amazon is highly dependent on these two areas to help internally fund AI spending and to underpin the stock price. What I haven't said explicitly is that the online store itself, all those sales, make no money. For AWS, this corporate need represents a powerful pressure to make sure prices do not go down in AWS. And it could be exerting a pressure on the partner network. And it could be an impetus for signing deals with third parties to get the revenue up. I'm thinking this could be an opportunity for other vendors offering serverless that have their own infrastructure, carve a niche out for themselves, maybe just plain compete on price. So I'm going to be thinking about that in the future. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening to my 17th episode of my PHP Serverless News, Amazon's 2024 10K, Trickle-Down Pressure on Lambda. My next episode is scheduled for Tuesday, August 12th. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasallesoftware.ca.